Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Led Zeppelin, the theme this week, Dazed and Confused. Of course, you knew that. As we highlight there, a tremendous catalog of music on the show this week. Don't forget, on Saturdays from 9 to 10, you can hear Under the Hood with Mel Hambleton, General Manager Phil Nightingale, as well as Service Manager Josh Prophet. You can call that show to ask questions about your car. That's from 9 to 10 every Saturday morning right here on KFH. We have Kyle and Grant in now to play in the World Series of Faceoff first round. Kyle, you're the 2 seed in this matchup. Grant, you're the 7 seed. That doesn't mean a whole lot, as you both know. Kyle, how are you today?
Good. How about you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you. And Grant, this is your first time to play, correct, in the World Series of Faceoff?
That is correct.
All right, let's see how you do. The category is NFL. I'm sure you like that. You said that you probably were saying to yourself, okay, I like it. Coaches in NFL history with 10 or more playoff victories. There are 18 of them. You just have to give me one. Kyle.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick, number one, with 31 playoff wins. Grant.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is on the list with 12. Kyle. Coaches with 10 or more playoff wins.
Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher, also 12. Grant? 5 seconds.
Lombardi.
Pardon me?
Lombardi.
Vince. Lombardi is not correct. Kyle, you could take a commanding lead with a correct answer here.
Let's do...
5 seconds.
Walsh from San Francisco. What? Bill Walsh.
Bill Walsh is correct. You barely got in there. Barely. I'm in a generous mood. I gave you that one. Grant?
Appreciate it. Tom Landry.
Tom Landry with 20. We are 3-2, Kyle. NFL coaches with 10 or more playoff wins. Kyle, go.
Tony Dungy.
Tony Dungy is not correct. You can tie it, Grant, with a correct answer.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson is also not correct. We go to round 5. Kyle, you can win it with a correct answer right here. 5 seconds.
Jesus. Marty Schottenheimer.
Marty Schottenheimer is not correct. Grant? You can tie this baby up, because if there's anything these listeners want more, it's more of this. Go, Grant. Just kidding. Who's your guess?
Coughlin.
Coughlin. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Tom Coughlin.
That is correct. We are tied at 3 as we go to round 6. There are still 12 coaches on this list. Kyle.
I don't know why I didn't think of this, but Don Shula.
Don Shula with 19 is correct. Grant, you need this to stay in it.
Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells is correct. We go to round 7. Kyle.
Joe Gibbs, I think.
Joe Gibbs, not correct. You can win it right here, Grant.
Is it 10 or more?
Oh, wait a minute. Gibbs is correct.
He's correct.
My bad. Grant.
Okay.
Grant. Let's go.
Is it 10 or more?
Yes, 5 seconds.
Mike McCarthy.
That's correct. We go to round 8. Kyle.
Oh my goodness. This is wow.
5 seconds.
Let's do Mike Shanahan.
Mike Shanahan is not correct. Grant, you can win it with a correct answer right here. 5 seconds.
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll is correct with 10.
Dang.
Grant moves on. Kyle, thanks for playing.
Thanks, guys. I always appreciate you guys doing this. I want to shout out to my wife and my kids who are listening. So I want to say hi to them.
That's nice of you. Kyle, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. There will be some thought about. Listen, this is one of the things we endure every year. When you're not playing on location, we trust you. And we're not making an accusation. I should have said this at the beginning. We trust all of you who are playing to not utilize the internet to help you. If you do so, that's on you. But it's not in the spirit of the World Series of Faceoff to do so.
Correct.
There you go.
So we'll just that result is final.
But it is final. And congratulations. Listen, we're not private detectives. We don't know what you're doing. We hope that when you play the game, you're playing with your memory only. It's no good, and it's dysfunctional to the spirit of competition to cheat.
Right. But also, there's nothing that we can do. He guessed the answers. They were correct. We have no way of knowing whether it was on the up
and
up.
Here are the coaches who were not named. Chuck Knoll. Holmgren was, Parcells, Marv Levy, Reeves, Seifert, John Harbaugh, and Bud Grant. Those are the coaches who would have 10 or more playoff victories but were not named in that game, which went to round 8. So we had 2 games today go to the 8th round.
Well, that's what we were hoping for. Some
Another
some
one
competition.
Went 6. And only 1 game today was decided in the allotted 5 rounds. We had 3 extra frame games today. The winners of the games today who move on to the 2nd round next week, next Monday or Tuesday, Andy Bartel, Skinner Winiger, Tony Kidd, and Grant Larimore. The 3, 4, 8, and 7 seeds advance.
Kind of amazing.
There you go.
So it'll be Andy versus Grant, Skinner, and Tony.
That's it.
In the 2nd round.
I'm looking through my papers here. I've got a lot of papers.
You do have probably too many papers.
Tomorrow, we've got Jason Ault and Andrew Spencer, Brent Rockley and Jeff Mitchell, Derek Chilcott and Gary Kral, Jordan Bodick, and our friend Andrew Burgos. And just because Andrew from Mulvane is a guy we like, we're not showing any favoritism.
No.
He could get the toughest topic out there.
No favoritism. That's not what we're about.
We don't do those things. We don't care who wins. But I want to tell you that when you show up under the bright lights at Side Pockets a week from Wednesday or Thursday and you play this game without any possibility of help, look out.
No net. Just you and the category.
A studio audience is out there. We're glaring at you. You sit at a table with a scratch pad and a pencil, and you're on your own.
Yeah. A lot of people questioning that one, but Grant doesn't owe necessarily an explanation either.
Listen, it is what it is. What do you mean a lot of people questioning it?
A lot of people questioning it.
On Twitter?
Text, Twitter, yes.
It is what it is. Joel reached out and wanted to know when he played. Have we made sure he knows?
Yes.
I just want to make sure everybody knows when they play.
Everybody's good. They're all gonna be there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Unless you've changed your number, then we're gonna get you.
Hopefully that's the case.
And Mark Sassel ought to be ashamed of himself.
Why?
Because he didn't show up.
He's forgotten about it.
That's too bad.
Does he still listen to the show?
I doubt it.
Okay, where are we going here? What are we talking about? Ben Simmons gets the extension from the 76ers. We're going to have Reed Forgrave from CBS Sports on the show Thursday to talk about this realigned NBA. And I think it's been realigned. This thing's almost unrecognizable.
Yeah, well,
from the end of the
a
season.
A lot of stars aligning, literally and figuratively, I guess.
Who's your favorite? So I saw the power rankings on ESPN.com.
Yeah,
they had Milwaukee won. I don't see that.
The Lakers are going to win the title next year. Come on, let's try to be a little real. Would you rather have LeBron and Anthony Davis or Kawhi and Paul George? As good as Kawhi is, that's not really.
Well, what about it? What about LeBron? Is he going to be healthy?
Oh, I would assume we have to assume health. I guess when you're 35 and
I don't assume health with anybody
and
at
Anthony
that
Davis, but do you know that Kawhi just missed a whole year 2 years ago with an injury?
Well, that ESPN's power rankings have Denver
as did
as
Paul
the top team in the West.
Well, that's crazy. Those ESPN
I love how you think you just
ESPN
know
ESPN power rankings are designed, but come on. LeBron, Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins. You know, you're not going to beat that
Well,
team.
Denver's getting Porter back, hopefully healthy. They had I read it.
The Warriors are still
they made
better
a strong
than
case for Denver.
The Warriors are still better than Denver, and they will be heard from in the playoffs. Warriors, Lakers, Western Conference Finals, if they don't meet before that.
I love the authoritativeness that you have. And listen. You have all this authoritative banter.
But, I mean, can
but
we
you're
be
earlier
real?
In the show, you're telling me Alex Gordon is going to be a Royal
he
next year.
He will be.
He will not be.
Yes, he will.
You are the only one, literally the only
who
person
gonna,
who thinks that.
He's going to take a one-year deal, and there you go.
Well, you had it at 2 years, $15 million
well, that was
originally.
Crazy. But he's going to take a one-year deal, and he'll be there. I can own up to when I say something ridiculous. Of course, 2 years is insane. But 1 year... And then he's done. One more year with the Royals. They're hitting him third. It's not like they don't value him. They're just paying him a ton of money.
They're moving on. That's all they're doing. They're moving on. Please.
We'll see.
Try to understand that. Royals tonight begin a series against the White Sox. Part of the problem with the Royals is not just them. This division they're in is awful. And you get tired of seeing them play the Tigers and the White Sox.
Yeah, it is a little bit aggravating.
Although the White Sox have had, they're a little better, aren't they?
But it's also a welcome sight to see the Tigers or the Royals on your schedule if you're the Twins or the Indians.
Cardinals have Pittsburgh in as they try to get any kind of traction. Any kind of traction. They've won two in a row. Can they continue something for crying out loud?
I don't know.
They're not any good. Are they?
Probably not.
Could Goldschmidt get hot and carry him?
If you believe it in your heart, it must be
could
true.
Could Tyler O'Neill get on a roll?
No, he's going to be an Indy.
It's been a fun show today, despite all the antagonism you've heard in my voice. I'm a fun guy. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.